KJAN Sports.
I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN, taking a look at high school softball and baseball from last night. Atlantic in softball play is competing up at the Fort Dodge tournament, and they split a pair of games yesterday. And their first game of the day, they lost to a Winterset by a score of 12-0. Winterset jumped out to an early 6-0 lead in the first inning, and they ended up winning that game just in three innings. Allie Anderson allowed 8 earned runs there with 1 walked and no strikeouts in that game. Also in the second game, it was Atlantic winning 6-3 over Clear Creek Amana as they tied it up at 1-1 in the second inning, and then got a nice seventh inning that ended up being the deciding factor to help them get the win. It was tied up at 3-3 at the end of 6, but 3 runs in the top of the seventh for Atlantic to pick up that victory 6-3, as Allie Anderson allowed those 3 runs, 1 earned run, and had 8 strikeouts in that contest. And Alexis Handel ended up having a nice game for Atlantic as well, as she led off the second inning with a home run to help Atlantic get that victory. Also, another softball scores yesterday. It was Cam beating Adair Casey 12-0. Abraham Lincoln was an 11-8 winner over Clarinda. Clark topped Centerville 3-1. Essex over Nishnabotna 32-0. Also, it was Xyra EHK 11-1 over Arweva. IKM Manning was a 7-0 winner over Underwood. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Bedford 16-3. Missouri Valley 8-2 over AHSTW. It was Moulton Udell, a 21-11 winner over Orient Maxburg. Red Oak beat Sydney 3-0. Solon 12-0 over Harlan. Southeast Warren was a 4-2 winner over Lennox. Stanton beat East Mills 10-9, and Traynor was a 16-4 winner over Audubon. Westwood beat Maple Valley 9-2. In high school baseball play last night, it was Atlantic picking up a win over Red Oak 8-6. Cam was a 10-0 winner over Adair Casey in 6 innings. As Centerville beat Clark 11-7, and once again 13-2 in a second half of a doubleheader. Denison Schleswig was an 8-7 winner over Shenandoah. East Mills beat Stanton 8-3. Glidden Ralston over Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1. Griswold beat Riverside 16-0. I-35 over Nottoway Valley 16-6. Maple Valley beat Westwood 15-10. Missouri Valley was a 9-2 winner over AHSTW. Pleasantville topped Southwest Valley 18-0 in 4 innings. Shenandoah was a 13-5 winner over Denison Schleswig. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 12-2 in 5 innings, and Underwood was a 3-2 winner over IKM Manning. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you here on KJN yesterday. It was Ruffin Odor homering and Cole Hamels pitching 7 2/3 innings as the Texas Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 1-0 last night. Hamels allowed 3 hits while striking out 6 and walking 3. He lowered his road ERA to 1.64 this season and turned in his 4th consecutive quality start. Hamels scattered 5 base runners and allowed only 1 to reach 2nd. Odor homered on the first pitch he saw in the 5th, hitting at 433 feet to straightaway center. It was Odor's 3rd homer in as many games and his 19th for the Rangers in their last 8 games. Sam Dyson picked up his 12th save. The Rangers have won 4 straight, improving to an AL best 43-25. Texas improved to 4-0 all-time at Busch Stadium in their regular season and is a win away from winning a franchise record 8th consecutive series. Salvador Perez homered to end Michael Fulmer's long scoreless inning streak. Yordano Ventura kept the Tigers' big bats off balance, and the Royals routed Detroit 10-3 last night. Ventura scattered six hits while striking out five without a walk, ultimately outlasting Fulmer in what began as an entertaining pitching duel between two bright young starters. Fulmer pushed his streak to a Tigers rookie record 33 and a third innings before Perez went deep in the sixth. He left after walking the next two batters, allowing five hits and four walks in five and two-thirds innings. Perez drove in two more in the seventh. Kendrys Morales hit a three-run shot in the eighth, and Eric Hosmer added three RBIs as the Royals beat up on the Detroit bullpen late. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday, it was San Francisco 5-1 over Tampa. Also, Cincinnati beat Houston 4-2 in 11 innings. In American League play, it was Toronto 13-3 over Baltimore. Seattle topped Boston 8-4. Cleveland 3-2 over the White Sox. The Yankees beat Minnesota 8-2. And Oakland was a 3-2 winner over the Angels. In the National League, the Cubs beat Pittsburgh 6-0. It was Arizona over Philadelphia 10-2. Miami beat Colorado 5-1. Atlanta over the Mets 5-1. The Dodgers beat Milwaukee 3-2 in 10 innings. And Washington was a 7-5 winner over San Diego. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Memphis beat the iCubs 7-6. Omaha was a 5-2 winner over Colorado Springs. And today's game, see Iowa at Memphis for a 6:35 start. Omaha at Colorado Springs for a 7:05 start here this evening. Those teams will play again on Sunday as well. In golf, Andrew Landry made just one stroke yesterday and stands as the co-leader with Dustin Johnson entering weekend play at the rain-delayed U.S. Open. The 624th-ranked player in the world was left with a 10-foot birdie putt on the final hole when play was suspended Thursday after three rain delays. He sank it yesterday to wrap up a 4-under-66. That's the lowest opening round score in the first round of a major at Oakmont, bettering the 67s put up by Ben Hogan in the 1953 U.S. Open and Tom Watson in the 1978 PGA Championship. After that final putt, Landry had the rest of the day off as officials tried to make up for the backlog due to Thursday's rains. Landry's 4-under ties him with the long hitter Johnson, who shot a second-round 69 to join Landry at 4-under for the tournament. Lee Westwood is also 3-under. The best round of the day belonged to Daniel Summerhays. He fired a 5-under-65 to go 1-under for his two rounds. He leads the field with nine birdies during his first 36 holes. Landry and Westwood are among the 78 players, half the field, that will not begin their second rounds until early this morning. Those who make the cut will turn around and go back out in the afternoon for their third round. USGA officials say they are still on track for a Sunday finish, barring a playoff. None of the top three players in the world, Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy, start weekend play under par. Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned as unfair the decision by track and field's governing body to uphold a ban on competition for Russian track and field athletes, including at the upcoming Olympics. Speaking to foreign media, Putin says the IAAF meted out a collective punishment that has hurt clean athletes. In an unprecedented ruling to uphold the ban, the IAAF says the country made some progress in cleaning up, but failed to meet requirements for reinstatement. The Russians can now appeal directly to the International Olympic Committee to consider the decision, but Sebastian Coe, the president of the IAAF, says that the final ruling on eligibility is a responsibility of his organization. Other news from Major League Baseball, the Cardinals with a couple of moves yesterday. Delvin Perez, the 17-year-old Puerto Rican shortstop who fell to the 23rd pick in the draft after testing positive for performance-enhancing substances, signed with the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday. The 6'2", 180-pound Perez played at the International Baseball Academy in Sable, Puerto Rico. Perez took ground balls and batting practice at Busch Stadium on Friday. The St. Louis Cardinals announced yesterday as well that they have recalled second baseman Colton Wong from AAA Memphis and that outfielder Jeremy Hazelbaker has been optioned to the AAA club. Wong, who was optioned to Memphis following the Cardinals game on June 5th, hit safely in all seven of his games with the Redbirds, batting .429 with four home runs and 11 RBIs. He hit a pair of homers in his first game with the Redbirds, including a game-winning grand slam, and he also hit a pair of homers with four RBIs on June 14th at Nashville. Wong started in center field for the Redbirds in three games where he handled four chances and recorded an outfield assist. Wong, who's 25, was batting .222 with one home run and five RBIs in 49 games with St. Louis this season. Hazelbaker, a rookie, was batting .250 with seven home runs, 19 RBIs in 61 games. He has hit three pinch-hit home runs and was leading the team with four stolen bases. The Chicago Cubs have added another promising prospect to their 25-man roster, calling up catcher Wilson Contreras from AAA Iowa. The Cubs dipped into their farm system again after promoting outfielder Albert Almora Jr. from Iowa last week, with Jorge Soler going on the disabled list. And coming up later here this morning, you'll be able to listen in at 8:30 for our Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We'll be speaking softball with Atlantic Head softball coach Terry Hensman and baseball with Atlantic Head baseball coach Trace Peterson. Listen in for that here on KJN. And we will have the Cardinals against the Rangers again here today as well. That'll be a 2:15 pregame with first pitch at 3:10 here this afternoon. That's a look at the latest sports. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.